Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your Social Security benefit check is going to be reduced because of your income. Then if you get to a certain point, it could be reduced all the way to zero depending on your income. Again, that's not a permanent thing, but it can reduce it even more on top of claiming it early. So man, there's so much. If you're still working full time and you don't need Social Security and you're before your full retirement age, I almost 100% of the time tell people not to claim it because there's just no point and it's going to reduce it. So just keep pushing it down the road. And if you retire and it's before your full retirement age and you retire, that's okay. Then, okay, let's make a decision on, do we claim it now or do we still wait? Because there's still those guaranteed increases by the federal government that the longer you wait, the bigger your benefit's going to be. So a lot of things to consider. For me, it's a fun conversation to have because there's so many moving parts to this.
There sure are. And again, there's a lot of moving parts within the plan overall, which is why you want to work with a certified financial planner like Ryan at Black Oak Asset Management. 800-388-0085 to schedule a time to meet with him. Set up a complimentary consultation right now at 800-388-0085. They have offices in Alpharetta, Macon, and Lawrenceville. And it all begins with a phone call. 800-388-0085. Packed a lot into today's show, Ryan, but I think some great information. Appreciate everyone listening this week. Been a very good show, and hopefully if you have questions, you'll reach out. But Ryan, as always, thanks for your time. Hope you have a good week.
Enjoyed it.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Securities and registered investment advisory services offered through Silver Oak Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Black Oak Asset Management and Silver Oak Securities, Inc. are not affiliated.
The views and opinions of the preceding show do not represent that of Odyssey Media, its advertisers, or its affiliates.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our Falcons play here.
All right, let's go get one, fellas.
Get ready for all the exciting Falcons matchups all season long.
Kick our next game today as our Falcons return home and welcome in the Carolina Panthers. Kickoff at 1.
Yeah! Let's go!
Whether home or away, catch every game here all season long.
92.9 The Game is home to the NFL in Atlanta.
As well as Super Bowl 60. Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stepping into the Kia K4 or K5 isn't just getting behind the wheel of any average sedan. It's stepping into what's next. With a K4, it's stepping into a world that's exciting. With a K5, it's one that's bold. The Kia K4 and K5, the next movement for sedans. See your local Kia dealer or visit kia.com to learn more.
Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, Target has your back with irresistibly cool gifts for everyone on your list. For the trendsetter, start with affordable beauty kits and gift sets. Need something the whole fam will love? Grab snuggly matching fits in every size and style. And for the thrill seekers, don't forget the hottest toys and tech of the season. Target's got you covered with the best deals for endless fun. Shop in store or online, and step into the holidays with Target. Restrictions apply.
It's about time pros had one partner for every part of the job. Simple ordering, fast delivery, continuous support, all from one partner. The Home Depot delivers supplies on your schedule. Our pro team helps you plan ahead so projects run smoother. And with Pro Extra benefits, you can simplify ordering, track spending, and save time every step of the way. Because with one partner, you get more than materials, you keep your job moving. The Home Depot Pro. It's about time.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming. Only on Paramount Plus.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
So they, hey, listen, we will get into that, but how are you?
I sir? Am. I was like you, to say, like to say, I showed up.
You repping your frat boys today?
Yep. Today is tomorrow is our Founders Day, and all week long, Omega Psi Phi fraternity has been having events throughout the city. Been having, you know, Achievement mm-hmm. Week and Founders Day celebrations. I think we had one of the chapters had a luncheon yesterday, and a friend of the show. Fraternity brother Chesley McNeil was a keynote speaker. Man.
Was he?
Yeah.
Good for him. Man, we miss a Chesley. I hate the fact that we only talk to him like once a year.
Well, we can call him up sometime.
Well, that's your friend. Why don't you call him up?
We'll call
get him
up.
On the show. He's sleeping in on Sunday. Chesley, we ain't trying to mess with you on a Sunday. Sleep in, man. You got to get up at dark 30 in the morning.
As it is, every day, right?
All right, listen. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work out, but okay. We're just going to tell you right now. Sam and I, because we've been gone for a couple weeks, and it's just been a very interesting couple weeks.
Yes.
And we should also say, and Noelle, and she'll come on here in a minute. And we got to thank Noelle for bringing some goodies.
She brought us something. Christmas is coming.
I feel like Obi-Wan, and I have taught you too well, because I was the first one. See, Sam used to make fun of me when I would bring food up here. I would be bringing him stuff because I cook.
Cook. Yep,
and then he'd make fun of me the way I'd wrap up fried chicken. He goes, you have me my grandmother.
get on the Greyhound bus.
I would bring him fried chicken. And I'd wrap it in tinfoil, right? So anyway, throughout the years, we have done that for each other. We bought stuff. We made stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then we started working with
Noelle.
We go on
little trips or whatnot.
Exactly. Bring stuff back. Yeah. And Noelle, she has been indoctrinated.
Yes.
A word that's been used lately. Yes. So she is that, and from time to time she surprises us, and she did this morning.
Yes, she did.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Having said that, I started to tell you that we have a 10-pound show.
Yeah, we do.
But we only got a 2-pound bag.
Ooh, that's a lot.
We are going to do our best.
Can at least be a 5-pound bag?
Here's what my quest is today.
Well, you can't get much in that at all.
I'm trying to make this show not like the Braves celebration parade they had in 21, where they came down Peachtree Street like Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah. We don't want to do that now.
We don't want to zip through the show that much. But first of all, like I said, thank you for letting us be a part of it, and we'll try and pace ourselves. And my first question to you is, before we get into what happened with the Falcons last week, is do you know off the top of your head the last time you did a dance where you actually hit the floor? Like, that was part of the dance that you did. Now, we know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, you got down, but when was – how old were you when you stopped going to the floor for dance moves? The reason I bring this up is I saw the footage of Dodgers celebration, right? We were gone a couple weeks. And they showed – they had like a private little thing going on, and they were all sitting around doing some stuff and dance, and Freddie Freeman did the worm.
Did the worm, man.
Freddie broke it out. Almost busted a rib, it looked like.
It looked great.
If you haven't seen it.
He had a great time with it there.
But that got me thinking, when was the last time I purposely went to the ground
for
a dance
move? Last time you tried that James Brown split.
So anyway, that got me thinking about that. So the rest of you can ponder that thought. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. All right, how do we, as we get ready for Carolina today, and it's been chewed up over the last couple, last week or so, because we weren't here on Sunday. Their trip to Germany, man.
Yeah.
In that game.
Yeah.
And I will just say that the hill that I have been on from day one, when we talk about the Falcons this year, has been what? I have been talking about special teams, haven't I?
Yeah.
From the kicker to everything else. And then I asked D-Led when we had him on, who, by the way, will be joining us at 8:20 today.
Uh-huh.
His thoughts on the kicking team. They switched around kickers and, had a new one for the trip to Germany. And, again, I was just curious about it. It wasn't just the kicking game. It was just special teams, period.
Your coverage teams, some glaring holes. After you go down the field, you fight your way back into the game, and here you allow them to get a return. It gets them set up at midfield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you got to tighten those things up. You get 7 sacks in that game. We barely got 7 sacks all last season, man. When you hear that number with the Falcons defense, you're like, whoa, we're sacking that many times, we're definitely winning this game, right?
Right.
And, man, so to me, that's, looking a little bit into today's game, this pass rush was not this apparent or hadn't developed to this stage in week 3 when they faced the Carolina Panthers. Bryce Young going to feel some heat today. Now, how he adjusts to it, and what he's able to do, what kind of improvisation, that's a different thing, because he's grown and gotten better as well.
I was just going to say, he was a punchline last year,
but
not now.
But now, this different pass rush, this energized Falcons pass rush will be on him today. And I think that's helped this team get back into the win column. I think that's going to be the big startup. The other thing we got to do, we got to find a way to get Bijan kind of freed up, man, because they've been
and we talked about this with D-Led before that game. They were going to make Michael Penix beat them. And say what you will about the quarterback play in that game, the lack of the running game, what's maddening about all of this, at least to me, and when you talk to others about this team, is they show you from week to week. One week it sounds like these guys should be leading the division.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then there are other weeks where you wonder, and the conversation is very loud in public. How did this team beat that team looking like they look this week?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a whole lot of that. Pointing your fingers at, how come you can't do what you did last week this week, or at least a version of it? And that's the frustration. You hear that listen, when our producer gets on here, we better have our finger on the dump button. Because Noelle got something to say.
She's fired up, man.
So
she is lit this morning.
We will be talking more with D-Led about this Falcons team. I don't know if you want to allude to it. Everybody has heard the conversation, has been a part of the conversation this past week when reports came out. And you can decide how you want to dissect this about Michael Penix and what he said and who he feels supports him and blah, 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 all of that stuff. We haven't had a chance to comment on it yet. And I don't know that we have a lot to say about it, but I know that you were in the room.
Yep. Which you want to let
yeah, let absolutely. People, let I'll let you hear. Guys take this.
All right. And a lot of people have talked about it. And I think it was just a misunderstanding of the way it was put out there. But someone took it to a different level. And that's obviously him being asked about who he turns to when he comes to the sideline during games. Noel.
The on-the-field stuff, it's not nobody that I'll talk to, like, as far as another quarterback or anything like that. You know, I do have people reach out to me. I do have quarterback coaches, though, back at home that reach out to me as well, you know, tell me, hey, like, you need to clean this up, clean that up, you know, and everything will be good. So those guys help me as far as that, too, so I can shout out them.
So I think sometimes you can ask a person a question and the person feels like, but no, what you're asking me is something so simple.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me who I turn to during games or whatnot. If you're at the games, you see me on the sideline. You see who I talk to. You see I get the headset. You see me pick up the phone to talk to whoever's up, you know, upstairs. Your second set of eyes that see things that maybe you have trouble seeing. He took it in a different direction because before he mentioned his high school coaches and people that he talks to, he also mentioned his fiance.
Right.
You know, and so to me, and I'm in the room at the time, and we'll hear from D. Orlando Ledbetter a little later on, his thoughts, because he was there as well. It's almost like you should have had a second question. Whoa. We mean during the game, not after the game, after you leave the place.
Right.
And it seems like that's where he went with it. But someone who heard that, and I don't know who it is, what party or what website or what podcast grabbed that and took it in a different direction. Like, nobody helps the man. Nobody listens to him. There's mm-hmm. nobody there for him to talk to. He's all alone. And I'm like, no, man, that ain't happening.
But somebody's trying to get clicks and trying to but listen, look at me over here. Oh, anyway, go ahead.
No, Noel Noel is over there.
Hey, wait a minute.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
I've been waiting 2 weeks for that. Go ahead.
As far as special teams, Greg, you're 100% right. We need to reevaluate that from top to bottom.
Right.
On to the Michael Penix thing. When I heard it from my vantage point, not at Flowery Branch, I kind of thought the same thing that you thought, Sam. I was like, I don't think he quite understood. It seemed like he immediately went outside of the building.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. he was talking about other quarterbacks and, you know, like on other teams or in other leagues, or it didn't seem like he was focused on like the sideline or in the building. Now, I had that conversation with my sister, who is a season ticket holder. And she disagreed. She felt like, you know, the question was asked and clarified, and that was the answer, and it felt like there is no help in the building. And I'm saying that to say that's how these things can be disconstrued from when you're in the room, in that chair, hearing the question asked and seeing the response versus hearing it on YouTube or, you know, hearing the clips that are designated for us to hear when we go on social media. It could be seen different ways, but as fans, that's how the fans took that clip and ran with it, and that's what they will be entering into Mercedes-Benz with today. And that's what kind of worries me.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know, if they've been listening to 92.9 The Game this week, they've heard, you know, different, because I listen from our shows, and our show hosts kind of cleared the air on it as far as that type thing goes. So if they've been listening to us during the course of the week, they've heard some people say, well, this is how, you know, it was misrepresented or someone misquoted in a certain type of way. And I don't know if they really called out who the parties are that were responsible for spinning it out there. I'm sure they probably did.
No, it was just some random social media page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it caught enough attention to kind of go viral and you know, nationwide, and it doesn't take much. We talked before the show about how people see us
here
anyway, right?
Right. So it gave this inept air of the franchise, which people like to latch on to anyway. Like, that's why this Kirk Cousins conversation persists as long as it did. When you look at Minnesota, and maybe they should have spent the $100 million to keep Sam Darnold, right? So you can make an argument for why it's not as ridiculous as it was sold by the media, but it continues to be sold by the media in that way. And this is just another one of those things that they can sell in that way. And they did. They took it and latched onto it, and they ran with it. And it's something that the fan base has latched onto as well. And
why is that? Why do you think there's so much energy put into hearing what you know could possibly not be the truth or not 100% of what he meant, but yet I'm going to jump on this and push it down the road? Why do you think that happens?
This fan base is anxious. This is, in my opinion, this city is a sports pressure cooker. We want to win. We want to be successful. We want it now. And I think the wanting it now part is what causes a lot of anxiousness from the fans. And sometimes some of the things we see the franchises do, some of these add a piece and stir moves are in the vein of let's try to do something now. And maybe we're not in that place. Maybe, you know, we still need to build certain blocks, certain foundations.
You know, I was prepared, Sam, by the way, Sam, yeah, and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. That's our producer, Noel. And I was ready to come at Noel about what I just asked her, not in a negative way, like you're wrong with that. My thought was initially, this is happening because it's the NFL, and the NFL is the big dog.
Okay, that's fair too.
No, but I'm not hanging my head on that, because the more I listen to her, and I put all of the other times that she has come on and talked about the other teams in the city into this question that I've asked her, it seems like, and Noel is representative of the fans. She don't just work in sports media here. She's one of the fans. And she has come with that same energy about the Hawks.
Right.
About the Braves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when I asked that question, I thought it was going to be, well, they're doing this because it's the NFL. It's the big dog. And everybody comes at the big one. But yet, I'm thinking that she's right. It's an Atlanta thing. Because across the board, everything that she says, we hear that from season to season to season about these teams. Now, we ain't got a hockey team here. But, you know, that angst sometimes is unreasonable pointed toward Georgia or Georgia Tech or who's the, Atlanta United.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
whoever season it is, right?
Yeah. Like, right, right.
Look at the way the Hawks started before Trey's injury. Yeah, they ready to burn it down. Same old Hawks, right? And they went in and they lost the first two. We still can't beat the Raptors for whatever reason. Yeah. We'll figure that out.
What's up with that?
But exactly, we'll figure that out. But it was looking like same old, now all of a sudden you got Jalen Johnson putting up stat lines that nobody ever seen before. They out here calling him Baby Bron, right? So it doesn't, that anxiety there isn't the same. And we'll see what happens. It's a long season, 82 games. We'll see what happens as it goes along. But right now, you know, the conversation is now is, are they better than they were for different reasons? And I'm sure we'll get into that later on today. Yeah. But whoever season it is, the moment something goes left is when, you know, that's when a lot of the angst. And you're ready to point a finger at one thing or this thing or that thing. And I hate to say it, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's a lot of things. It's a melding pot of issues. You can't just point to one thing and think it's going to fix the thing, because then you don't get to the root of the problem.
Two things. And by the way, we're trying to avoid saying root today, because Greg got to go into the dentist chair tomorrow.
Aww.
And we talk about how that happened. It's a whole other episode of Oprah, because I was doing very, very well with something. And because of the success of one thing, it unearthed another.
Wow.
And now I got to go deal with that. I'll tell that later on. But two things. One is, you mentioned Bronny. Did you see what happened to him last week? He some influencer tried to pull a Jimmy Garoppolo on him.
Oh,
and
no. Reached out,
and then his girlfriend got involved, and it was a whole thing. That was one. But to talk about the city and the fan base the way you have, in the past, and I don't mean that long ago, I'm just talking about this city's growth over the last few decades. When we had this kind of conversation, we chalked it up to the fact that this city was transient. It had so many people from somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought their attitudes from Philly and Texas and Chicago and all these other places. Can you say that now and insert that mentality into what you say is an unreasonable fan base? Because you got a lot of people, well, I'm living here now, but they should be better because my team back in
yeah.
New York does this, or my team in L.A. does that.
I 100% think that had that part of the melting pot of Atlanta as a sports city has come to rub off on the natives. I think we are now becoming like that yeah. Philly, that New York,
that angry
Northeastern yeah. kind of fan base, but without the success. And that's the part that I think makes it hard for people to say, yeah, you know, Atlanta is a pressure cooker. But it is. Like, when you get here and you really sit in it, and, you know, we see the media, the local media, and we hear what it's like on the outside of the national media, and we see what we saw, we heard what we saw this week, and we can put that on almost every team in this city. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've become angry Northeasterners. We've become Philadelphians throwing snowballs at Santa Claus.
Speaking of which, do we have a jail in Mercedes-Benz?
I don't think we had that. We got a precinct.
I hope we don't.
We don't have a jail, man.
We don't have Veteran Stadium had.
No, we
I hope we don't need it.
The night court. Was that night court that she
right? we don't need that here.
We don't need that.
Okay. No, we don't. No,
right.
we don't.
We
no,
don't. We act right. Look, if I didn't cut up at the Dolphins game, we don't need it here. I'm sure we all know how to, you know, keep our anger inside and yell and stump when we get outside the stadium on the street like I did after the Dolphins game and probably today after the Panthers game, but I hope not.
And speaking of the Panthers game, we are the opening act. Now, see, this is what you get
yes,
here.
We
it's
are.
It's a potpourri on Sam and Greg. You get a little of everything. You don't get some football talk. You can get some college, which, by the way, we didn't get into that, but both, big team. But I was watching some Kennesaw State yesterday on TV. But we, again, we got a lot of stuff we want to try and get to, and we want to thank you again for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Now, coming up, we're going to get into this college football. We're going to get into Georgia Tech and everything else surrounding what happened. We all got a little bit of a smile on our face because we saw what happened in Tuscaloosa yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a smile on our face for that. So we'll get into that. I have something very, very special I want to add to your local segment having to do with a coworker of ours and Chief Brandon.
Okay.
We got people on the periphery doing stuff, so we're going to mention that. Got Terrell Thomas going to join us, D. Orlando Ledbetter, and y'all didn't know, the Skyhawks and their season are up and running.
Yeah.
And we are going to talk to Janice Kuhn coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. So thank you once again for letting us be a part of it. It is Sam and Greg on this 16th day of November, Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 16th day of November. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you Outkast fans in Kennesaw.
Because they're everywhere.
They are everywhere and
still celebrating.
Yes. We want to make sure we got down on here and spent a minute throwing roses their way.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Now, you mentioned the acknowledgement, which I'm going to let you do that, and then I have something for you.
Well, no, just the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they were inducted, and it's a big celebration really for Atlanta. They took Atlanta with them, and we all know what they've meant musically, and we want to see them have a reunion, and it seemed like at least they showed up together.
Right.
Because a lot of people wondered if that was going to happen, right? But at least they showed up together. You know, another album or a concert tour. I don't know about that, you know.
You got a lot of people complaining about folks don't get that award soon enough. They're waiting for a lot of old people that can't make it to the event.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad Company.
Yeah. Right.
Guys like that. And, you know, we've seen this with others where they do it posthumously, of course. And
right.
So.
But it was good to see them get their flowers. And even, you know, Andre, you know, up and, you know, wasn't gonna get out there and perform with him, but he showed up.
Right.
It was good.
There was a shout out. I don't know. So when did it air, the actual airing of it? Or was it just the filming of the, because I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen
it. Of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We just know it happened.
Yeah.
And they filmed it, but it hasn't been aired yet, right, Noelle?
It aired last Saturday.
Okay, so that's what I thought. So
and
it did air.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Go back and watch it and listen to their speech, and you will hear a familiar name. That's all I'm going to say. You will hear a familiar name in their shout-out that you hear under this Odyssey umbrella. That's all I'm going to say. And don't say nothing more.
He was there.
I ain't saying nothing. Leave it at that. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Go watch it and enjoy it.
He was there.
Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, this is when you normally, well, you always, not normally, you always let us know what's going on locally here, 7 o'clock hour. I got some stuff to tag on there, so I'm going to let you go. Terrell Thomas is going to join us here in a little bit. And got some money flying through the air with a casting call, and Noel's got some stuff she's going to tell us about.
College football yesterday, obviously you know what happened in Athens last night. If you don't, the celebration, the folks are probably still awake over there that haven't gone to bed yet. As Georgia was the winner over Texas, 35-10, and you know Arch Manning got bounced on the field a few times as Georgia goes up. They're going to jump right up, and they should be in that top four now when the next college football playoff poll comes out, with Alabama having lost and now Texas their win over Texas. So we see what happens there. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech, they just can't do anything easy. Nothing comes easy for Georgia Tech. They had a Boston College team only won one game. And they go up there, and they're struggling, but they pull it out, 36-34. The game time for the next game against Pitt has been set for 7 o'clock, by the way. They set the game time for that yesterday. Kennesaw State over in Alabama, Jacksonville State. They were hanging. Then Jacksonville State kind of pulled away from some turnovers, got to Kennesaw State last night. So the Owls fall 35-26. Remember, they're already bowl eligible. They're going to a bowl game for the first time ever. Georgia State. Tough loss to Marshall yesterday. Marshall on the day after they celebrated the anniversary of the tragic plane crash for Marshall. Marshall was here in town, and they beat Georgia State 30-10. Georgia Southern is one win away from being bowl eligible. They beat Coastal Carolina 45-40. Mercer is 9-1, and in the FCS poll, they are number 8, and they beat Chattanooga 63-17. The alma mater back in the win column.
Got his hand on his
23-0 over Utah Tech. They're 8-2. They're back in the FCS rankings. They're ranked number 24 this week. Yes, they are. Shorter falls Kentucky State 35-7. Valdosta State beats West Florida 47-44. Valdosta State 6-4. Let's crown some conference champions, shall we?
Let's do it.
Barry's a winner over Southwestern 49-7. Barry's 9-1 there. The Southern Athletic Association champ. Albany State beats Benedict 22-16. Albany State is 10-1. Shout out to Dr. Maria Boynton, her alma mater. And Albany State is the SIAC champion. LaGrange 65, Southern Virginia 27. LaGrange has a share of the USA South Conference Championship. They are 9-1. And Reinhardt, 62-21 over Pikeville. They are the Appalachian Athletic Conference champions at 7-3. The Eagles are also playoff bound. So congratulations to those conference champions. First round of high school football state playoffs. I mean, the major upset this weekend was Walton beat McEachern. McEachern was undefeated coming into this, and Walton knocks them off. So the first week of the place, and get ready to see some of the folks from South Georgia come up here to play. Colquitt County came up here to play. Ware County came up. Them the folks from down in the shores of the Okefenokee. That's where Ware County is. That's where Okefenokee is. Where,
I believe you. Cross. I just, you know, I don't
They are the Gators. That's who they are. They're from the swamp. They came up here and they won.
There you go again. Give her a shout out. No, since you mentioned that word.
That's not Larisha's home. Larisha's from Brunswick. This is Waycross. This is the true Okefenokee. And they came up here and they beat Flowery Branch. So, and then Lee County came up here and they beat Sprayberry. So it was like Southern exposure. The guys from the southern end of the state come up here. Maybe they were mad because they didn't like the bus ride or whatever.
Maybe they just stopped at Bucky's on the way up. Maybe they didn't get a chance to do that.
Maybe they got a chance to go on the way back.
On the way back. You cannot, you will never be able to mention Colquitt County with me, to me, without me thinking of Russ Probst. That you have instilled that in my brain.
He is not there.
I know he ain't. Doesn't matter. It's like I'm forever going to call the San Francisco Stadium Candlestick. You know, it's just one of those things.
Colquitt County did come up here and they won. They got the win up at Mill Creek. So second round state playoffs. And shout out to everybody who's listening to the Scoreboard Show on Friday night and round two. Tune in for the scores and updates coming up this Friday night.
I'm not sure of exactly what Knox's official title is. But if you like our website,
here are at Cale High School.
What, no, that's you. Don't give away the. I'm leading up to that.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting to.
Go ahead.
Our own Knox Bardeen.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website,
yes,
and you enjoy what you see and you love the clarity of everything and the information and how it's presented,
very well done.
That is due to everybody up here listening to Knox Bardeen and how to do this sort of thing. And I told him I was going to do this, but we're going to try and get her on because she's not available today. Okay. But Knox's daughter,
mm-hmm,
Knox has got himself a daughter who might be putting him in a nice, you know, beach house down the road. You know, she's making that baseball money. Here's what I found out, and he sent this to me. The Hokies, softball, yep, lands top Atlanta prospect, mm-hmm, with a big stick. This is part of the, and I'm reading this site. The Fighting Gobbler.
Yep.
Okay. Virginia Tech officially announced the addition of Anna Bardeen from Woodstock, Georgia, who was a standout at Kell High School. What else it says about? She's got great footwork. She plays first base. She also plays third base. She's got a great arm. You know, all the attributes are talking about her. But it's more about this Virginia Tech softball team that – they just retool, and apparently they just keep the train moving down the road. They lose a big bat, and this coach has been getting them for years and years. And so congratulations to Anna Bardeen.
Yep.
Signs back when she's going to Virginia Tech.
And her dad is out there. If you go to Kell for any athletic event, Knox is probably parking cars. I've seen him out there.
I know he's one. He's that dad.
He is so plugged in and supporting the program and his daughter. He's fantastic.
So I talked to Knox this weekend, and Anna wasn't available. We're going to try and get her on. She's not available now. But let me just tell you something. Let's remind our audience that you and I will be doing Thanksgiving morning and Black Friday morning.
Yes.
And along with our Sunday show. So we'll be expanding. And then plus coming up in January, we get both our shows back on Saturday and Sunday morning. So there will be a need for reaching back out to some of the people we used to have on regularly on both Saturday and Sunday. But in the immediate, going to try and get some people that are going to be in town for Thanksgiving and
have them on.
Exactly. We may not get a chance to have on.
Can I? I got.
Oh, you? I got another one. You go ahead.
No, you got another one with you.
Well, no, I got to find it first. I mean, I got.
Okay. Well, while you do that, you mentioned Black Friday. What happens with Black Friday this year at 3:30 in the afternoon? Georgia will play Georgia Tech in football. Everybody knows about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be at the event. But did you know?
Uh oh.
Did you know? Georgia played Georgia Tech in basketball Friday night.
No,
did you know?
No, Sam, I didn't know that.
Raise your hands if you knew that Georgia Tech played basketball Friday night. Of course you didn't. Of course you didn't know they played Friday night.
He don't like this, folks. Go ahead.
Well, they hide this game. They hide this game every year. They stick it on a night when it can be most ignored. You know what I mean? The first night of high school football state playoffs. And I'm sure the people who were in Athens for the Georgia-Texas game were glad they had some Saturday, Friday night entertainment. Those people who came into town, there was something to do. So they had a packed house, I'm sure. But, man, the game is not made special. Look at how special we're going to make the football game. And this year, because of the way the teams are, it only energizes the sport at different levels. It energizes the sport for football because now, just like Georgia and Georgia Tech, kids want to go and play at Georgia and Georgia Tech. We could do that for basketball if we made the basketball game a deal instead of waiting until March Madness and seeing some of the top players from our state playing for other folk teams. I'm just saying, put the game at a time when it's a deal.
You've been saying that for a number of years.
They're still tucking it and hiding it, man. You know, who knew? Show of hands if you knew Georgia and Georgia Tech played Friday night. Of course you didn't.
No. I'm done. And finally, and we've reached out to different counties too around the area, and y'all need to let us know what's going on out there. We're not beholden to one particular county or one particular area, Atlanta, Cobb County, wherever it is that something's going on. Please let us know about it. And I say that because there's some folks who have mentioned that you guys talk about Paulding County a lot. Well, that's because they send us stuff.
Yeah,
and they let us know what's going on, like the annual Paulding County Public Service. Excuse me, Public Safety and Government ABO Charity Baseball Game. It happened yesterday, Sam. And, well, actually, it happened a little while ago. But Chief Brandon and those guys played in it, and they sent me the they sent me the update. It was a lopsided win for the good guys, he said. The fire department and the sheriff's office were on separate teams. Let's just say the sheriff's office is buying lunch. Great time had by all.
Great.
And Chief Brandon is a fireman. So they beat up on the sheriff's department, apparently, and he's trying to figure out what he's going to have for an appetizer and a meal and all of that.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Chief. We got to get Brandon on here, too, talk about some other stuff. Yeah, now, coming up,
all right.
Switching gears,
uh-huh.
Find out what's going on with these Hawks out west.
Yes.
Talk to Terrell Thomas, going to get an update from him, and also find out what happened with Melo this past week. We'll talk to you in just a little bit. We've got Noel coming on here, got money flying through the air, tell you about a casting call. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get our dancing back there.
Oh, yeah.
I got my notes going here.
I looked
up and Noelle was she was included.
Love that season. He went Junior Walker on us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. And did this happy 58th birthday to one of the Cosby kids. Which one is it? One of the Huxtables.
Denise.
There you go.
Yeah, Denise.
Lisa Bonet. Yeah. Happy birthday, Lisa Bonet.
All right.
Got some money flying through the air. Speaking of TV shows, let you know what's going on here on the casting call. Noel's got some stuff. I want to mention this before we bring Terrell on here. This is going to be kind of an up and down segment that we got here. But we told you, we started the show by saying we got a 10-pound show and a 2-pound bag.
And we're trying to work it in.
We are trying to work it in. We just mentioned Chief Brandon and that event that happened up there. He wanted me to make sure I threw this in here about the ABO organization for their effort for teens and adults with autism and special needs getting out on the field for some baseball. So that was really what yesterday was about, or their game was about. It was the ABO organization's efforts for teens and adults with autism and special needs. He says this is an incredible group, and he's going to tag us and the station and all that to let us know more about it. So I want to throw that out there. Good morning, Terrell.
Morning.
Good morning.
How's our little cousin doing?
All is well, I would say.
We meant you.
No, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I won't complain at all.
Good. Let me take care of a couple things here that you asked. I want to make sure we get this taken care of right. He had a loss in his family. I'll let you just say it real quick here.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I just wanted to give some love to my lady and her family. My lady's papa passed away this week.
Oh, man.
So I just wanted to give him some love, Mr. Donald Coleman. And he's a Dolphins fan. The Dolphins played early this morning, so I'm rooting for the Dolphins for 2 hours today. Just a cold 2 hours, then we're going to go back to the Eagles.
He'll be back to the Eagles tonight. And on the other side, some very positive news, and our little niece,
Yeah, your little niece is not a little girl anymore. She turned 15 on Friday.
Wow. What? Sailor?
Yeah, she's already she's ambushed me about two things on Friday.
I know what one of them is.
For a moment.
Go ahead.
She's ready to drive.
Yep.
And she looked me in my eyes and said, "Daddy, I think it's time that we talk about me dating." So I don't know, you know.
Oh man!
Whoa!
So here's what we do: we ask him, did he count the number of gray hairs that popped in his head? But see, you had to know this was coming up girl, dad, you know that conversation is coming.
We've had it in the past, but I told her the age was 17. So, you know, this two-year jump that she felt, I don't know. So we'll have to continue to talk about that one there.
Well, you got to get in touch with Chris Parker, partner for the Scoreboard Show, because his daughter Ellie is about to turn 16.
Uh-oh.
And so she's gonna get the car keys. Oh, and I saw Ellie yesterday.
Yeah,
they really are. We're gonna put them together. That would be a podcast.
Well, they both are in the sports world.
Yes.
So they got a different kind of edge to them doing what they do. They got to hustle a little bit more than everybody interviews.
These two are on their way. They really.
Well, we
know
that.
And
nobody messing with these two ladies either, from what I can gather.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody messing with them. And if anybody tries. Well, we seen Sailor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daddy told her that Philly. He taught her that Philly punch.
There we go. Great stuff.
Thank you,
man.
Gentlemen, for that.
All right.
All right, man. Listen, these Hawks, you got to talk about this team. And the fan base is listening right now. And your thoughts about this West Coast trip. We got the Hawks, by the way, if you can get in front of a TV, Hawks at Phoenix tonight. We got the pregame at 7:30, tip at 8 o'clock. And like I said, your thoughts on what you have seen so far this season.
Yeah, it started off a little funny, and we knew that would possibly happen with all the new pieces, that were in the locker room. But as you mentioned, the West Coast road trip, I've been extremely impressed with the Hawks, and more importantly, Jalen Johnson, a guy here in Atlanta that Atlanta fans have been screaming at the top of their lungs, get this guy some minutes, asking for some national attention and love for him, and he's just been putting on a show on the West Coast, and really grabbing that national attention, not only for himself, for the Hawks. I saw him on ESPN recently, and I said, well, look at this. that was great to see. But I've been impressed with them. They currently sit in the 5 spot with a record of 8-5, and I think they're just finally starting to find themselves, and ironically, they're finding themselves with their best player, still on the sideline. So I'm interested to see when Trey, does recover and he gets back out there, how this team really gels. But this is what I was expecting with the Hawks, with Trey or now I'm seeing without Trey. Again, with this new lineup, with a healthy Jalen Johnson, I pray that, we're going to knock on wood that he stays healthy this season, because the young man is a phenomenal basketball talent. So I've been impressed with the Hawks. I think that they'll continue to impress, as you mentioned, the game tonight in Phoenix before they come back home early in the week.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the Wait For It .com hotline on this Sunday morning with Terrell Thomas, and he is social. You can find him at Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. Talk about Kristaps Porzingis. We're being very careful with his minutes. He didn't play the second game of the back-to-back, but when he's there, he makes some great contributions, and it seems like he's kind of rubbing off on Zach Richesay, who is taking his game with a whole lot of confidence right now. Talk about those two guys.
Yeah, when you speak of Kristaps, it's funny because I do remember you mentioning that too, that, this may be a situation where we monitor his minutes and it may be something that lingers throughout the entire season. And it's slightly frustrating because he is such a great talent and you see the impact when he's on the court. But I get it, for the long haul, it's the best decision to make. But he has looked great so far in the Hawks uniform. And he's another one who I felt like him and Trey would have the opportunity to really flourish together. But as you mentioned, he's bringing the best out of Zach, the former number one overall pick, who I think now in his sophomore season is really starting to get comfortable. He's shooting the ball with a lot more confidence from behind the three-point line. He's going to the rim with a lot more confidence. It seems like he has a bit of aggression towards his game this year. And I don't know if that's the addition of the guys in the locker room, if it was the summertime and him getting to play with the French team and really grow his game more. But I've been so happy from what I've seen from Zach so far, and I hope he keeps it up. But I really think he has the opportunity to.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up with this Phoenix team now? Nobody talks about him anymore. You got Devin Booker out there. He got his fat deal, but KD's gone, and everybody talks about the other teams out west. What do you expect, if anything, this team to put up against the Hawks?
I don't think they match up well against the Hawks. When we look at the Hawks lineup, especially if Porzingis is out there tonight, from a talent standpoint, I really feel like they have Jalen. You know, they picked up some pieces in the trade for Kevin Durant. They have Jalen Green, and I know he hasn't been on the court much so far this season. Devin Booker, who he is, you know, a scoring machine. But I don't think that Phoenix really is going to have much to offer in this as far as competitively against the Hawks tonight. I think they're really finding their groove, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the Hawks go out there and get at least a double-digit victory, 10 to 12 points or more. So I think they'll keep it competitive early, but I think Jalen Johnson will continue to roll. I think we'll see a great game from him tonight, and I think we'll see another great game from Kristaps, and maybe even Double O, who now leads the Atlanta Hawks as far as centers in three-point shooting. So maybe we'll see him continue as he's on this West Coast road trip and closer to home to put up good numbers. So I think it'll be competitive early, but I don't think that the Suns really match up well against the Hawks tonight.
Wow, and watch for that. And you mentioned, I was going to ask you about Onyeka Okongwu and what he's been able to do, and he's coming off a fantastic game at Utah, which was great to see. The margins by which they won these last two games, you know, the one in Sacramento, that even had the Sacramento coach just going ballistic on his team afterwards, man. Like, oh, I mean, to just listen to the game, and I was listening to Steve Holman. He's talking about the lead that was just growing. We kind of not used to that. It was nice to hear, and then we can't do that, you know, every night, but it's great to hear the team win and win so convincingly.
Yeah, I think that what we've been hearing over the past few seasons as far as Coach Snyder and the philosophy in which he's wanted to kind of run and gun, put up three-point shots, and play great defense, we're seeing that now. He has a roster that can actually facilitate what he's been trying to teach. So I think this is something that – and it's early, so I don't want to get too cocky or confident in the Hawks or whatnot, but I think this is something that Hawks fans are going to see a few times this season. If you think about the game recently at home against the Lakers when they put up big numbers and then you see what they're doing on the road, I think if they can continue to play this style of basketball – this will be the Hawks team that we see moving forward.
So then my question is, what would you like them to try to achieve as far as a positive while Trae's gone? You know, whether it's an individual or a type of play from this Hawks team. Anytime your star player goes down and you see the success of that team continue, you wonder, oh, what are they doing there? Well, their star's out. What are they doing? And there's something noticeable about it. What is it that you want to see from this team while Trae's not with them?
I'll say to a degree what we've been saying so far. I want to see the other guys, for lack of a better term, continue to gain confidence. I want Jalen Johnson to know he's the man and know he can put up 30 points and grab 15 rebounds and dish out 10 or more assists. I want Zach to know that he can shoot the ball freely, that he can get to the basket, that he can score. I want Double O to feel confident in his jump shot because it spreads the floor, but I want him to be a force on the inside. So when Trae does come back, defenses and coaches don't know what to do. You know, when Trae is on the court, I feel like guys, to a degree, I don't want to say play down to Trae, but they allow Trae to run the show. But more so, be supportive. You know, be the Justice League. Be Batman and Superman versus Batman and Robin.
The Justice League.
We like that. Can we?
No, that's good.
Can we borrow that sometime?
Man, no, I expect course, to hear about course. Them this morning when that. I Saturday morning cartoons, man.
But that's what we need them to be. We need them to be the Justice League. We need to see Batman and Superman on the floor if the Hawks really want to make some noise and not Batman and a bunch of Robins. So I hope that these guys continue to realize that they're Batman and Superman in their own rights, and they get out there and continue to put up numbers when Trae does get back on the floor.
You know, they say Batman really wasn't a superhero. He didn't have any superpowers.
Hey, that brain was smart. So that brain and that bank account, that made him a superhero.
I'm just saying, they said that he wasn't no thing there. And by the way, in a related story, Sam, it's been announced they are going to film Superman 2 here.
Oh, really?
They're going to film that here. I probably get cut out of that one too, but they're going to do the next one. They will do the next Superman here, Trellith, and all around the city. Hey, Terrell. Oh, we got to do this real quick. Melo, what happened with his team?
Yes. Big up to Melo. Melo had this week. His school has been putting on what they call the Kings and Queens of their school, and it's like a pageant to a degree. It was run actually by the people that do the Miss America pageant and the Miss Georgia pageant and such. And Carmelo ran to be the king. And he won. So their school was a K to 8th grade, so it was broken down into two sections, elementary and middle. And from K to fourth grade, Carmelo will be known as the Warriors, Imhotep Warriors. So he's the Warrior King. So he'll get his crown this upcoming Friday. And when there are events or people come to the school and everything, Carmelo will be the guy that they meet, the young king that'll, you know, welcome people and
oh, man.
School on. So he's the king of the court right now. He sits in his school's royal court. So we're really proud of him getting up there and doing his thing.
I got a feeling he's going to be getting dates before Sailor will. I got that kind of feeling. Be the big man on campus. Anyway, Terrell, listen, thank you as always, buddy. We will be in touch with you. Tell the family we said hello. Prayers go out to your lady's family. But as always, we thank you for getting up and joining us and bringing the knowledge.
Oh, always a pleasure. Great to talk with you guys, and I look forward to talking to you guys again soon.
All right, man.
Earl Thomas, these Urban Times. There is money flying through the air. I'm going to let you know about it. Coming up next, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this 16th day of November. Thank you for letting us be a part of your, well, it's going to be a really nice Sunday. The Sunday morning will be all right, but it's going to warm up.
It's going to get up to around 74 today.
Yeah, buddy. You got to like that. So,
absolutely.
You know what happened today?
What's that?
By the way, have you ever seen the movie The Rock?
Yes.
Great movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Al Capone was let out of Alcatraz today.
Whoa.
That ties into the movie. Oh. So, yeah, Al Capone was free.
He was let out.
He was free.
He didn't escape.
No, he never escaped. He was living too good in there. He took care of him in there. But he was freed from Alcatraz on this day in 39. long before it became a tourist attraction.
Yep.
A couple things happened on this day. Oklahoma became a state. Harry Potter, the first one, came out on this day. Sorcerer's Stone, stuff like that. I stay the movies because of what I'm about to let you know about. The casting call. We just threw it back out there again on X. Get Cast with Greg. You can find the list there. It's also on 929thegame.com/casting call. I have never had what I am asking for this week on the casting call. And you have been working with me long enough to know every once in a while, something comes from left field, but it's a part of life.
Yes.
And then they incorporate it into a movie. So whatever you have heard, strange or not, throughout your life, that this is going on in this part of the world or this is going on in this part of America, it will end up in a movie at some point. Sam, there is a need.
There is a need.
From Rose Lock Casting.
Oh, there's a need.
For a project she's doing called All the Sinners Bleed.
There is a need.
Now, I have talked about people who are in the medical field,
mm-hmm.
movies and TV shows like to hire you as a consultant to make sure that the doctors in the show are holding the implements properly, administering whatever doctors do to patients properly so it looks authentic when it gets on film, right?
Yeah.
Medical field, sports, whatever it is. There is a need this week for someone who's been a part of a snake Pentecostal church. Them Pentecostal churches where they handle snakes
mm-hmm.
and then they say their prayers and they talk to the man above there.
Yeah.
They need somebody who knows about handling them snakes.
Okay.
I'm not kidding you. You're
going to
see this
either.
The first one.
There are people who do that.
And they need you. So if you know them folks.
I don't know if they're here in town. You might have to go out a little ways.
By the swamp? Down there by
No. They're probably north of here in different directions. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is what
you will see. Whatever you're looking for, we got it in this state
I'm
now.
I'm telling you.
You know.
So you will be hired. This person will be hired as a technical advisor for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all holding that snake the wrong way. That's basically what you're going to be. And they'll let you know what kind of venom a certain snake has and where you got to have the right medical people there on
just
set.
In case if you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
And the snake don't know you.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
Snake might not be part of the union, right?
I don't know.
Anyway, you will see that. Rose Lock Casting, All the Sinners Bleed. There's a need for an advisor who is familiar with snakes at Pentecostal churches. Having said that, Hilton Casting is looking for tough dudes. They just, if you're menacing looking, thug-like, whatever you want to call it, they need a crew of you for Scary Movie 6.
A whole crew?
Yeah. Well, it's a scary movie, number 6. So that's what's going on there. Hilton Casting, you'll see that. Alyssa Hartigan. I don't have this person on that often. Alyssa Hartigan Casting. This is a period piece.
This is new?
Yeah, well, the job is new.
The casting company.
No, they're not new. She's been in different cities.
Okay.
So she and again, there are other projects going on, but I'm not going to bring something on here that's going to shoot tomorrow.
Okay.
Or I want you to have some leeway so you can get, pictures taken if you have to and read up on what's going on. So Alyssa Hartigan, she's got an untitled feature film. It's a period piece.
Okay.
And it's all about the Renaissance. So there will be a need for Renaissance Fair regulars. There's going to be a need for – now, this is one I've had on before.
You
got to
quote Shakespeare or something?
No, but you probably got to wear that stuff, those outfits from the Renaissance.
You got to wear that stuff.
I don't know what they're called. Those clothes.
You got to wear that stuff.
They need a butcher.
Okay.
Did you ever think about being a butcher?
No.
Me either.
Somebody got to do it, though.
But somebody's got to do it.
It
you're
is
right.
a job.
I knew some people who did it because they were guys – a lot of butchers in West Side of Chicago, stockyards were down there.
Okay,
so
That was a very important gig.
Skill was handed down.
Yes.
And so a lot of butchers out there. Also, men to play monks or padres.
Okay.
Right. So there you go. So you'll see this one under Alyssa Hartigan Casting. Yeah, it's slow around here, but there's still jobs. It just ain't as busy as it used to be, but there's plenty of work out there. 'Tis So Sweet is a Christmas project that Destination Cassie's doing. You know what January's looking for this week?
What's that?
She's looking for praise dancers.
Okay.
Now, there's folks out here who don't know what I'm talking about.
We know about them.
A
lot of them around here now.
They do not know. If you do not know what a praise dancer is, obviously just think of praise, church, that kind of thing, and how you would move in church. Go look it up. But there is a need. Black males and females Because you're not really talking, so I don't want to limit it just Americans.
Yeah.
You can be from Jamaica. By the way, money is going down to that place.
Okay.
To Jamaica.
Okay.
They're trying to get it back up and running. They're still dealing with what that hurricane did to them down there. But anyway, you'll see this under Destination Casting. Tis So Sweet. Also a need for twin boys, 7 to 10 years old. There's a need for people to play cancer patients, portray cancer patients, and a number of other background roles. So you'll see those in front of the camera jobs. And for those of you who want to make business decisions about moving from your present job, that you have a skill set that would maybe work on a crew, electrician, carpenter, driver, cook, all that stuff. I walk you through how to find those job opportunities, starting with Georgia.org. So any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. Again, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/castingcall.
All right.
Also going to drive you guys toward, if you're on Instagram, see what I've been doing with the hospital. I'm not announcing another event, but just trying to drive people there at Hollywood at the Hospital.
Yeah.
Hollywood at the Hospital on Instagram. And I've done 3 events out there so far, and hopefully in December we'll be back with some makeup artists from the film industry.
Yeah.
There you
I
go.
Think that's remarkable. The looks on the faces, say it all. It really does.
I'm just,
right?
You know, I'm trying to be that person, right?
Yeah.
And I have this opportunity. People go, "Why are you doing this? What are you in this?" I said, "Because I can." You know what I mean?
How about that?
Everybody's always looking for the second shoe to fall. What you doing for this? What you getting paid? Shut up. I got an opportunity to do this, and there is nothing in life that I have ever done that has been so fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep trying to do it, but I will do it at the pace that they would like over there. Having said that, Sam Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Noel, if you have a moment, I'm sure there was something this past week that got under your skin or that made you smile from ear to ear. If you have a moment, come on back.
I got a couple of things.
Yeah, and I know you did too, but I'm letting Noel.
Well, she's ready. Come on. Come on. Come on here, Noel.
I just let her know I was shutting up. She can come on now. There you go.
She's ready.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so I meant to get to this yesterday, and I fell asleep. That's why I sound so rested right now. But the Eddie Murphy documentary, Being Eddie Murphy.
Right.
It is out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's celebrating a lot of stuff. If you want to see Eddie play ventriloquist with some very
Don't give it away.
I was going to say some very interesting dolls. You can watch that. But he also gets into why it took him so long to return to SNL.
Yeah, that's a famous story.
With yes.
Oh, go ahead.
He did a big interview this week with Al Roker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. I didn't watch it, but I did see that he did a sit down with Al Roker.
Do you remember that? The reason behind him not coming back?
Oh, I was going to play it for our audience.
Oh, well, then go ahead.
Go ahead.
Look, children, it's a falling star. Make a wish.
That falling star is Eddie Murphy, by the way.
You got.
Yes. That's right. You make a Hollywood Minute omelet, you break some eggs.
There's some context, though, that needs to be added to that. And what she played was David Spade. And remember, when he was on the show, he did this segment where he was like a snarky sort of Entertainment Tonight.
Kind of like Weekend Update, but for entertainment.
Yeah, but his whole thing was being snarky. And he would make fun of people. And he did that. Said because Eddie had a string of movies that weren't doing that well, and when he blasted him with that, Eddie got apoplectic, and so that's what Noel's talking about there. I'm sorry, go ahead. But that whole David Spade thing, he got threats for the longest time. Oh yeah.
I mean, you saw how the crowd responded to it. It wasn't like claps and cheers. It was more like whoa.
Yeah. And that's the thing, when you get that from that crowd, because that crowd kind of comes through the door expecting certain things,
they're
right?
Ready to launch on certain people, but it was like Eddie Murphy.
He went after Eddie. Eddie went crazy. And it wasn't just because David Spade had said it. He knew how jokes got processed on Saturday Night Live,
which
means they had to go through Lorne Michaels and
which
everybody.
Means somebody approved
and he
that
thought
joke.
That Lorne would protect him from, you know, that kind of shot.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came through the pipeline and it went out there on the air, that's when he was like, and that's when Eddie used to run with a crew, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why David Spade wouldn't come out of his house for the longest time.
Last place he was expecting to hear that shot. And so he goes into detail about that, which is interesting because, I mean, what is it, like 30 years until?
He stayed off there for a couple, he stayed off until the 40th anniversary. And even then, they pushed him to do some stuff that he didn't want to do. They wanted him to make fun, you know, do Bill Cosby impression and take shots at Cosby. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. And so what we see and what you're hearing in this is a person of age now. He's, and they asked him about stand-up, too.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, he was asked by Al Roker, when are you going to stand up?
Yes.
And he said, you know, I can't fit in that red leather suit.
But,
he can't be that guy. He can never be that guy
all.
Now.
Not at all. It's 40, you know, that stand-up, he said he was 27 when he did his last concert.
Wow.
And that dude is now a grandpa.
Yeah, he's not that guy anymore.
But go back and listen to those specials and the humor and the things that we laughed at.
But I would like to think that
he would evolve.
People will allow him to evolve, that the audience will allow him to evolve.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if he's just sitting there on a stool telling stories, you know, we'll take that.
But
I think he feels like he has to match that, and I'm like, I wouldn't expect him to do that. I'm not going to hold him to that standard. I can't speak for everybody else. You know, it's like the Coming to America, too. In no way it was going to be
as
good as the first.
It was never
going to
be the same.
Right? But it was good just to see those folks back together again and performing in those characters. So that's my take on it. I mean, he don't owe me nothing from what he's done. And I got a chance to watch all of it. I remember starting Saturday Night Live all the way through. And so having watched him and whatnot, just go out there and do you. If that's where you're at this stage of the game, go do it.
Well, we have one other thing in a related story to what she's talking about that I had to go and look up and see if it was real. And I had to write it down. You know about The Last Recipe?
No.
Y'all know about The Last Recipe? Look that up. And I don't know if it's the internet messing with me or what, but it's Taraji P. Henson, Eddie Murphy, and Martin Lawrence in a movie that's supposedly, you know, co-produced by Tyler Perry.
The Last Recipe.
Taraji gets, well, they're saying because her name is first, you know how they do billing and sometimes, but Eddie's is in the middle, but Taraji's is first, and people are going, she's getting top billing over Eddie Murphy. I said, no, she's not. Eddie's in the middle. He's the first name you see when you look at the poster. But anyway, this was one that I'm still trying to figure out if it's, you know.
Yeah.
But you see the thing I'm talking about? The Last Recipe, and it's supposed to be those three. We will see. But also, as we close out here, say a little prayer for these folks. It's been a long time. Actually, I was thinking about this, Sam, since the pandemic, when we used to come on and talk about the people we lost this past week, and it always seemed to be a number. Well, we've been gone 2 weeks, and the people connected with the sports world, and you know what they say about threes? It was a little bit more than that, but Paul Tagliabue, have we said anything? Or you want to come back and say something about Lenny Wilkins?
Let's talk about Lenny Wilkins.
Okay, let's talk about Lenny in a little bit here. Sally Kirkland, another big actress, left her. But the one that hit me was it yesterday or the day before? Kenny Easley, the enforcer.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame, safety for the Seahawks.
And I think one we have always mentioned at the top of the show was John Bean, for people who don't know, was the coach from Last Chance U. Tragically, just still people still trying to get to the bottom of this and why someone would go and shoot and kill this man who did so much for so many. Challenged so many guys to keep their lives on track and go to class and whatnot, and had guys go on to play collegiately and at major colleges and professionally, junior college. And so, over 40 years, and you have people out across the country who watch that show and reflecting on him. And
whoever you can name as far as the cornerstone of high school football in Georgia, that's who he was. Up there in Northern California, in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And the people that went through his programs. Steve Kerr had to come out and talk about that.
Yeah.
This is how this guy was beloved in that community. So, yeah, you're right. Want to mention him. Anyway, Sam Gregg, moving into the 8 o'clock hour. We got a special guest coming up. Skyhawks, they have started their season, and we're going to talk to Janice Kuhn. We've had her on before. It's just been a minute. So we want to talk to her. Also, D. Orlando Ledbetter will be joining us, letting us know what we can expect from these Falcons and Carolina today. It is Sam and Gregg. A Sunday morning. Thank you again for letting us be a part of it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.